Hello and welcome to NSTA, the bus stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association. I'm Kurt Mackison, Executive Director. Pleased today to welcome back Frank Girardeau. He is Senior Director of Communications for RIDE, and that's a company that you may have heard previously as BYD. And Frank, welcome back to NSTA, the bus stop.
Hey, thanks for having me. I remember very fondly our meeting first in Buffalo, and I just went away from that with a great feeling about your organization, NSTA, and this podcast. So thanks for having me on.
No, thanks so much for joining us, Frank. And we should mention to everybody that we're taping this podcast on the heels of our trip out to Pasadena/Lancaster for a manufacturing tour visit for BYD RIDE. And I'll take this opportunity, Frank, to let you talk about the transition of, the company. We, knew it, as you mentioned, in Niagara Falls as BYD, but now you're being referred to as RIDE. And maybe you can clarify that for everyone listening to the podcast.
Yeah, sure. Well, thanks for the opportunity to do that. So, BYD, as you probably know, is the world's largest manufacturer of electric vehicles. Here in the U.S., we're spinning off our commercial passenger vehicle segment. So that it will be called RIDE, which stands for Real Innovation Delivered with Excellence. And that'll be like our kind of transit solution. And the idea is that this organization will grow in the U.S. As an American-owned subsidiary of BYD. So, over the next several years, we expect that RIDE will be an independent U.S. tech company.
Well, thanks, for clarifying that. And also thank you for your, continued support of, NSTA and our endeavors. I did mention at the onset that this past week we had gone out to your corporate headquarters in Pasadena, California, and then over to Lancaster. So why don't you talk a little bit about, the event and, our opportunity that folks from all around the country, kind of come in to see, your headquarters and your manufacturing facility.
Sure. Thanks. Up until 2022, our company had its North American headquarters in downtown Los Angeles. And at the beginning of 23, we moved to Pasadena, which you guys probably know is the home of the Roses. And we've got a pretty great large headquarter facility that's right kind of in the heart of Pasadena near all the great restaurants. And, you could walk to the Rose Bowl from here. And then we operate a manufacturing facility about, 45 minutes away, maybe an hour, depending on traffic, in Lancaster, California. And Lancaster is probably the northern edge of Los Angeles County. We have a facility there where we build transit and school buses. And we assemble some trucks and some other stuff there, too. Up there in Lancaster, we also have a battery manufacturing plant where we take cells and transform them into modules and packs that are used on our buses. We have somewhere between 500 and 700 employees at the main facility, and most of those are members of the SMART Union, which is the Sheet Metal, Air, Rail, and Transportation Workers. Their local is 105. We have a pretty great community benefits agreement in place with them. And it gives preference in hiring to people, these words are always garbled, but it's people who faced traditional barriers to employment. And what I really like to say, it's like people who've been incarcerated, single parents, veterans, or even folks that, didn't graduate high school or don't have a skill. And we, like to bring folks in and put them through our apprenticeship program and get them on the floor, doing the things that they feel most comfortable doing. So, we have welders and painters. We have people who are great with harness wiring, people who are good at, bolting and screwing things together, people that are great at material handling, and people that are really good with QR and QA. We're, very, very grateful to be where we are and in the agreement that we have with our wonderful union.
Yeah, that was, impressive. Now, lot to unpack there, Frank. So I'll take it one piece by one piece. So yeah, all of us familiar with the Rose Bowl parade. Another point of reference I have is the song, right? Little Old Lady from Pasadena, right?
Little Old Lady from Pasadena. I love that reference. And there's a lot of those. There's a lot of those, like, little old ladies that have, those classic older cars in their garage that they put 5 miles on a week. Pasadena is also the home to the Art Center Design School. And most of the manufacturing facilities in the U.S. that do design work hire people out of this place in Pasadena. And we do too. So it's kind of a psychically and sort of access-wise a really great place to be if you're in the vehicle manufacturing business, especially from the design perspective. That's the Pasadena part of our facility.
Well, yeah, and we're not going to leave it there because and I didn't have a chance to see it, but you did mention to me that Pasadena is the home to Doc Brown's, mansion from Back to the Future.
It is. That's right, the Gamble House. So a lot of Back to the Future was shot in and around Pasadena, and Doc Brown's mansion where he builds his time machine, and where Marty first meets him. Is right actually in the heart of Pasadena and not too far from the Rose Bowl. It's Gamble, and that's the Gamble that's Procter and Gamble.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So all kinds of stuff, going on in Pasadena. It was a tremendous visit, and included in that, and we'll talk about this, Alec Petrillo's first opportunity to taste In-N-Out Burgers as well.
Yeah, well, Alec told Olivia or Alexa, one of our marketing associates, that he'd never had In-N-Out. So when we got up to Lancaster and had lunch, we made sure to get, everybody an In-N-Out burger. And I believe Alec, if I'm not mistaken, had the Double Double, which is probably their most famous burger. There's all kinds of varieties and different ways you can do it. But the Double Double with grilled onions is kind of the gold standard of the In-N-Out burger. And so kudos to you. I learned something on this trip that I didn't know you could do. I've lived in Southern California for 40 years, and I learned that you could have a Neapolitan milkshake from In-N-Out. So thanks, Alec, for introducing me to that.
Well, that's just tremendous. It tells you that these trips are functional and educational, and that's why we do it. But it does, it really does give you an opportunity to learn about the area and the people. And I have to tell you, Frank, I was really impressed, and I'm always impressed by folks who work their craft. And then going around both the battery manufacturing facility and then the bus manufacturing facility, to see the employees there all committed to working, to be proficient, in their craft, whatever function they were performing. So kudos to you and the folks at RIDE for putting together, such a group of individuals committed to not just putting something out, but putting something out with integrity and blood, sweat, and tears behind it.
Well, we have some great stories in that facility. I tell this story a lot, and I'll condense it. But I know a gentleman who grew up in pretty rough circumstances in Lancaster, his mom was just a person who, was kind of carefree. They didn't live in a house; they lived in a car or a hotel room or the back room of somebody's house often. And when he got older, he went to prison. When he got out of prison for the, third or fourth time, he resolved to change his life. He came to BYD and had, very limited amount of skills. And, however, was determined to better himself. So he entered our apprenticeship program, learned to become a welder, and, is now a married man who owns his own car, who owns his own house, and has young children. And I believe that this guy's representative of people in our community who faced a lot of challenges and didn't have a lot of options. As we mentioned earlier, it's a 45-minute drive on a good day from LA to Lancaster. And if they're without a manufacturing facility such as ours up there, a lot of the people that work for us were driving 2 and 3 hours a day to get to work, and then 2 and 3 hours a day to get home. And if you have a young family, or if you're trying to change your circumstances, a commute like that is debilitating, to say the least. And not conducive to raising a family. So this is one of the benefits, I think, that we have, being there, is that, our folks live close. They appreciate being close to work. And it's transformative because, we have people that, they can now participate in their kids' school, or they can be umpires for Little League, or go down to the soccer practice and watch their kids' games. And we can see statistically that in the community, since we began building buses there in 2013, that there's there's less crime, less unemployment, a higher level of community involvement. And all this is statistical, there's actual statistics that show this. So when you come and visit and you see, the people that work there, and you see the dedication that they're putting into it, a lot of it is because of how it's so transformative.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know you mentioned up there about, your second chance hiring process there. And it escapes me right now, but you did mention that the company is going to be receiving, and you are going to be representing a company. You'll be receiving some recognition around that program this summer. Can you talk about that, Frank?
Sure. So we were, recognized as by the Department of Labor last year as a sort of the model for electric vehicle manufacturers and labor relations. And as a result, we'll be going to New York to take part in an event where, our agreement is analyzed and recognized for exactly what it is, a transformative kind of community benefits agreement that, teaches these new skills, by the way, because one of the things we haven't really talked a lot about here is electric vehicles. And, building electric vehicles requires a whole skill set that a lot of the U.S. workforce hasn't really developed yet. So we're going to be recognized for what we've done in the community. But you know, we're not, it's not just us. We're going there with the union, to partake, in this, because, you know, we have to do it together.
Absolutely. Now, I don't want to gloss over some, you know, important features. So we went from Pasadena to Lancaster, which I was surprised was still, Lancaster was still in Los Angeles County. That was a surprise to me. But we took a ride electric coach bus, you know, up there. And so it was a very, you know, great ride. Can you talk a little bit about that vehicle?
Sure. So that is the, what we call a C9. That's a 40-foot commuter coach that we build in Lancaster. And a lot of those buses are used by local transit agencies to bring people from, you know, say far off to work in their city. So those buses, for example, are used in Santa Barbara and Long Beach. And then we have a lot of commercial versions of that, like up in the San Francisco Bay Area, where they have some of those 40-foot coaches, and also like their sister, which is a double-decker, that bring people, the commuters, from the far-off region. You know, the San Francisco Bay Area has really difficult commuter traffic because the bay kind of divides it. So there's a couple of companies up there that use these coaches to bring their employees in from the far off reaches of the bay up to San Francisco. So it's a really, what I think is nice about it is that when you ride on that coach, you know, it's got little USB ports and you can charge your phone, but more importantly, you can hear people if you want to have a conversation. And, you know, we had some really great conversations on that trip up there. And they weren't overwhelmed with a lot of, pardon me, what did you say? it was a pretty nice ride. We're very proud of that vehicle.
Absolutely. And we'll touch upon before we end the podcast, one of the conversations we had on the drive up and down. But before we do that, I want to get to what I thought was the most interesting part of our multi-pronged tour up in California, and that was to see BYD Energy facility and manufacturing of batteries, especially for our electric school buses. So can you talk about BYD Energy and, you know, what is the advantage of an in-house battery manufacturer?
Yeah, sure. We have the facility in Lancaster where we manufacture packs and then turn them into modules. And battery packs are essentially a collection of cells, like the little AA cells you might, you know, put into your portable radio. We have a fairly automated facility where we, you know, assemble these packs, and they're done. They're really done almost on a custom basis per vehicle. So as you saw when you were there, we were building batteries for a variety of different vehicles that, you know, will eventually get these packs and the modules in place. What's really nice, I mean, the advantage for us is that, hey, this is, you know, again, an American facility where we're building these. It's close to where, you know, our, you know, bus manufacturing facility is. And, you know, we're able to, if there's, you know, if there's a need, if there's a battery problem, or, you know, one of the modules has gone out, or one of the packs has an issue, we can diagnose from module to pack down to cell, figure out the problem, and, you know, take care of it relatively quickly. That's usually not what happens, though. Usually what happens is you get these batteries, you know, to their vehicles and get them installed, and they drive away, and we hopefully don't see them again. That's the plan. And, you know, what's really great is that, you know, we have our chemistry is special. It's a lithium iron phosphate, which is really a key thing, especially for school bus folks. Lithium iron phosphate is the safest battery chemistry out there. And we have plenty of documentation and studies to show that, you know, it doesn't gas, it doesn't have runaway heating, or problems or thermal events is what they call it. And, and as you can see, because it's built so closely, we have a very, we have really great insight into what's being done and how the battery is being used. We're constantly improving that part of our process.
Absolutely. So altogether, a great tour, and we're so grateful for the invitation to go up both to Pasadena and Lancaster. As you mentioned, we had a number of conversations both on the way up and way back from Lancaster to Pasadena. I'm a big movie buff. One of the things that we had talked about was the area where they had filmed Star Trek that we passed. And that was a good piece of conversation that we had, definitely going up and returning from the plant. So what about that area where they filmed Star Trek?
Yeah, it's funny. We're talking about all the science fiction stuff and what's really happening at our plant is science facts. Because electrification is really the future, I think, in all of our transit, school transit, passenger vehicles at some point. But yeah, so one of the places that we drive past is the Vasquez Rocks. And if you, in a coach like we were in, or in a school bus when we went back, you can very clearly see this very unusual rock formation that formed the basis of, alien planets in, several shows, including Star Trek, where Captain Kirk had a fight with a creature called a Gorn. And, you can even envision, that taking place. It's always fun when folks come out, to like point out all those like interesting spots where stuff was filmed. And that's one you can just see right off the side of the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Had a great visual of that. And like you said, it kind of like jumps out at you. And, it's incredibly interesting to see, what was on the screen jump out at you when you're driving by it in person, for sure. When I'm in Southern California there in the LA, Hollywood, now Pasadena area, a lot of different, movie trivia comes up. So I can't let you leave, Frank, before I ask you, in the film noir category, what would you put at the top of your list?
Wow. That's a tough question. I mean, I'm a big fan of The Big Sleep, which is the adaptation of a Raymond Chandler novel. I also like The Maltese Falcon. We could talk about film noir a lot. Maltese Falcon is a great movie. It takes place in San Francisco. That's a Dashiell Hammett story. It's more modern film noir. There's so, oh my gosh, he surprised me with this question. There's a great movie from the 80s that the Coen brothers did called Blood Simple. And you wouldn't really think of it as film noir because it's filmed in color and not in black and white.
Right.
But I got to tell you, another great movie. Pick any one of those three, sit down and watch them, and you won't be disappointed.
It's funny because it's really ironic that you mention that, because I just got, and I haven't seen it in a long time, so I bit the bullet, got the DVD of The Big Sleep, and it's funny you mention that. I actually just got in the mail over the weekend.
Oh, great. Well, watch it, and it's a really, I'll tell you what's what's good about that movie and the book is that it really does capture Los Angeles in the, you know, in the, I guess, that era, like following the Depression and maybe during the World War II. I think it does a great job of capturing sort of the character of the city and the, you know, kind of the underbelly of what was around at that time. So yeah, that's a great film noir.
Yeah. Now, just off the top of my head, I go with Double Indemnity myself, because I think the pairing of Barbara Stanwyck and Fred McMurray, who most of us know as a totally different character, like from My Three Sons and such, was just a great, great movie. But having said that, maybe we'll have you back, Frank, and we'll just talk film noir.
But I'd love that. I'll give you another one to think about. It's called The Third Man. It's an Orson Welles movie. But yeah, anytime you want to talk about film noir, I'm down.
All right, cool. So before you run, if folks want to learn more about BYD Ride, where can they find that information?
So easiest place to go is ride.co, ride.co. We're on the internet, and you know, we've got a great website that's super informative. It'll show you all of our vehicles, our battery manufacturing process, and give you some options to reach out and contact us. We were really thrilled to have your group come and visit us, and I think I can speak for all of us when I say that not only were we thrilled, but we made some really, I think, lifelong connections with folks that are members of NSTA, and hope that, you know, we can continue to keep those up on a personal and professional level. So thanks so much for coming out.
No, I appreciate it, Frank. Thanks for joining us at NSTA, the bus stop, and also want to take this moment to thank, you know, the folks over at, the BYD Ride team for their hospitality. You, Jason, Olivia, Alexa, and our bus driver,
Bobby.
Did a tremendous job, getting us to and fro, there. So once again, our guest at NSTA, the bus stop, Frank Girardo, Senior Director of Communications at Ride. Frank, thanks so much for joining us at NSTA, the bus stop. Be well. Talk to you soon.
All right. We'll see you in Nashville.